Please lower your head and watch your step while boarding.
Welcome to the Attractions Podcast. You are all clear for dispatch. Have fun.
Welcome to the Attractions Podcast, sponsored by MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. I'm Carly.
And I'm Blake.
Yes, and we are here to talk to you about the latest and greatest in theme park news, as well as a little bit what's going on in our lives. So Seth is not here. I can't remember where he is. I think he might be visiting family, but you know, sometimes him and I are like ships passing in the night. So I am so happy that Blake is here.
I'm happy to be here too.
Yes. If you guys don't know Blake, he's filled in before. He is my Carowinds friend. We usually cover those events together. So I am so happy that you're here joining us. I actually just renewed my Carowinds pass for this year. So we'll have to
meet up.
Yes. We have a lot of people in the chat. Did you do anything fun this past weekend?
I actually went to Asheville for a bachelor party, so we had some fun up there. The mountains, mountain town in North Carolina, kind of about 2 hours away from where we're at. So
yeah, so I go to Dollywood a lot, and I always like drive through Asheville, but I haven't really spent like, a ton of time there. So that's like high on my bucket list. But there's, you know, there's so many places I want to go to, especially, you know, in like the Southeast area. But I actually just flew back from Disney World. So it was kind of a whirlwind trip. Yes, I did, which is crazy. I did 5 nights, each night at a different hotel.
Oh, wow.
I usually don't do that, but I wanted to, there's like some properties I wanted to check out that I hadn't been to in a while. I spent some time at Swan and Dolphin and ate at Rosa Mexicano. So good. I also went back for my first time to stay at Saratoga Springs since the rooms were renovated. And it was so surprising. It was so nice. Have you ever stayed there?
No, I've done the DVC tour, or not the tour, or the session where like they give you free ice cream at the end and fast passes. So I've visited there for that, but I haven't stayed there.
Yeah, so the last time I stayed there was like 2015, and it was like desperately on the need to be on the refurb list. And I have to say, I was super, super impressed. It was wonderful. It was just, the rooms are so nice, super modern. I mean, it is still heavy on like the horse theme. You know, I'm not into equestrian stuff. I don't know if you are, but definitely heavy on the horse theme. But the rooms look great. The pool is great. It's just kind of like a more chill resort. I mean, it's definitely, location wise, maybe not like the best because it's like right next to Disney Springs. So if you're hitting the theme parks a lot, I don't love it, but it was so like unseasonably hot this weekend. There was almost like 100 degrees. So I just laid at the pool and then like worked in my villa, and it was awesome. And then my husband came in and we stayed at the Grand Floridian for one night, which is like my favorite hotel. It's love the, since they updated the rooms with the Mary Poppins motif, they're so nice. Yeah, they look really great. And that's just like a good resort. It was also hot that day too. So we just kind of did the pool all day, got tan, and then did like a little mono crawl, but mostly hung at the Grand Floridian. We ate at Narcoosie's right on the water, went to go see the fireworks. It was a lot. And yeah, like I said, I just got back. So I'm going to Disneyland tomorrow because Pixar Fest started. Yes.
That's right. So that's right. That's right.
Yes. It is a busy time, but usually that is how everything works. It all happens at the same time. So without any further ado, let us get into our news in the queue. Okay, and first up, two fan favorite Disneyland guided tours are returning in May. So tours were gone after COVID and whatnot. They brought back the Walt's Main Street, which I had the chance to do, I believe it was last year. shortly after it returned. And now we are getting two favorite ones. It is Cultivating the Magic and the Disneyland Railroad Guided Tours. And they're going to be returning starting May 11th. So very, very soon. If you're not familiar, these are, you know, specialty add-on tours that each have kind of a different theme. Walt's Main Street takes you down, you know, to see all the windows on Main Street and learn about the history of the people behind those windows and then also in his apartment. And so this one, we'll first talk about Cultivating the Magic. It's for the maybe aspiring horticulturists. This is how guests will learn how plants and flowers play an important role in storytelling at the Disneyland Resort, from colorful flower beds to exotic plants. Have you done any of these kind of fun tours?
I haven't done those in particular at Disneyland, but I did recently do the Behind the Seeds tour at Living with the Land at Epcot, which is kind of like also horticulture based. It was fun. It was very much like definitely, it felt like a science field trip, a science class field trip.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Too.
Yeah.
Like went back to school.
Yeah.
and also that Behind the Seeds, I'm glad you mentioned that. That's like the most affordable tour there is to do. So I feel like people don't realize it is actually pretty well priced.
It is. I think so. I actually recently wrote about this on our website, Attractions Magazine. Awesome. I thought that as well. It technically is, if you're looking for like the bottom line, what is the most budget friendly tour? I think it's like $40 or something for an hour. Wow. But generally, if you look at like the ratio of like hourly price, I think like the ones that are longer, you get more value for your dollar a little bit. But yeah, it is pretty cheap overall.
I guess if you just want to say you did a tour,
yes, exactly.
So that's cool. Yeah, I mean, I love it. I mean, Disneyland is so beautiful. And it's, if you watch, you know, any sort of like Imagineering story and you go to see how they really made, especially the Jungle Cruise, that is just amazing work. And, you know, plants have been always such a part of Disneyland's story. Obviously, it was orange groves and stuff. So I feel like this could be a really interesting tour, even if you're not super, you know, I'm not like a plant person. I have like one plant I've kept alive for a year, but I would definitely be interested in that. But I will say I would love to do the Disneyland Railroad guided tour. This is so cool. First off, you get a rare opportunity to ride in the Lily Bell, which is that kind of VIP train. Yes. So that is just would be like a bucket list. But, you know, Walt Disney, he had such a love of trains. Everyone knows he was in like train clubs. He had the train in his backyard. So this would be so cool to do. So you're going to walk through the park. Your guide is going to share some of the stories and ideas behind, you know, Walt's train creations and kind of how that fed into his dreams. And then, of course, you're going to get to go on the Lily Bell, the presidential car, which, you know, that's like super VIP to get to go on there.
Have you stopped by the, I don't know if it's open unless you're staying there now, but it used to be anybody could walk in the train room at Wilderness Lodge.
Yes. So cool, right? Yeah. Oh, it's been a while since I did it, but it is just so amazing. I mean, so much of what we have today in Disney parks started because Walt loved trains, and that's kind of was the spark for a lot of, you know, his innovation and ideas. So I feel like that would be a really good one to do. And for some of the details, so these are going to be available for bookings on April 30th. Like we said, tours begin May 11th. And on top of the tour, you also have to have valid admission and a park reservation. So that's really important. So if you don't have an annual if you don't have a magic key, then you're going to have to pay for park admission too, which, you know, could be kind of pricey. But again, 24-hour cancellation policy. This is for guests 18 and older. And if you're under 14, you must be accompanied by an adult. Which one do you want to do?
Between the two of those, I agree. The train one sounds most appealing to me. It wasn't exactly the same, whatever the pre-COVID version of that Main Street one was.
Yes.
It was a little bit longer. I think they shortened it down, but it was really cool as well.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. I mean, I did that. A lot of the stuff, if you were like a super fan like us, you already knew like all the windows. So I was like, whatever, let's get past this into the apartment just because just being in Walt's apartment.
Yeah.
The coolest and getting your picture in there. But I have to agree. I want to do the train one, hopefully very soon. Disneyland, take all my money. I want to do
this. They still do the thing where they did this and I was like, this is kind of like emotional. I don't know if this needs to be that emotional. When we were on our way to the apartment crossing Main Street, you know, they have the little like earbuds in your ears so you can hear your tour guide. As we were walking that stretch across Town Square, they started playing Feed the Birds in our ears.
No.
Like, what would you do? I was like, this is, what are we doing here? I'm trying to not be super sad.
I would definitely cry. they did not do that, sadly. But hopefully they bring that back. The tours are really fun, especially, you know, for, you know, theme park nerds like us. It's a good chance to get behind the scenes. And now we are going off to Walt Disney World, where Magic Kingdom has added Smell-O-Fins to Storybook Circus. So this is a new interactive search and sniff experience. It's so bizarre when I read this. I was like, I don't understand. But this goes through Disney's partnership with the scented products company known as Scentsy. They're kind of like that, you know, buy-in kind of selling organization. I don't know how to say it in a friendly way, but you know what I mean. So basically, there's going to be, according to Disney Parks blog, when entering Storybook Circus, guests will stumble upon a casting call posted by Timothy Q. Mouse seeking out a whiff assistant to join Dumbo's newest act. So this is very interesting. This will be near Big Top Souvenirs in Storybook Circus, which I have to say, that's one of my favorite spots in Magic Kingdom because it's always like really cold in there and you could just like chill.
That's right.
There's like some seating and whatnot. So if you want to do this, you're going to find some cast members and they are going to be handing out illustrated maps and there's going to be accompanying stickers to guide guests through their first task as with assistants. So funny to say. it's very easy. You're going to find all 8 Smell-O-Fins statues around Storybook Circus, track them down, and then hopefully you will complete the mission. I love the look of this. The statue, if you're seeing the story, is very cool. And I also like when Disney does these things that are free. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Exactly. I know it's like there's so many add-ons, but there are some stuff that is free. So this is, you know, you don't have to participate, but why not? Especially if you have young kids, this could be a good way to, maybe you meet some, you know, lightning lanes for later in the afternoon. And this is a good way to kind of entertain the children. You can smell elephants, which sounds fun. Sounds smell-o-ficent. I don't know. A lot of fun puns you could do there. But yes, that has been currently revealed. So if you want to go ahead, head over to Magic Kingdom and you could do some Scentsy stuff. So funny. So we are going back to the West Coast, this time to Universal Studios Hollywood, where they are introducing the Fall Guy Stuntacular. So this is going to be beginning very soon on April 27th, and is inspired by the new Universal film, The Fall Guy, starring Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt. And this is going to be a super limited run pre-show that's part of Waterworld. So this does not, you know, take away from Waterworld. That will be intact as we know and love it. And this will be taking place before the main event, April 27th through Sunday, May 19th. So very limited run. They're going to feature an original storyline, new stunts, and also reveal how stunts and performances are brought to life. And there will also be the Fall Guy photo op available in the park. Is this cool? Is this a movie that's on your radar?
This is the movie I'm probably most excited for in 2024. Mm-hmm. It just looks really cool story. I mean, you can't go wrong with Emily Blunt or Ryan Gosling, and both of them together is just like so cool. And this is, I think, a really neat, I wonder if this is almost like a testing ground to either see like, is there an appetite in the parks for something bigger with Fall Guy, or even how easy or scalable is it for them to introduce these smaller offerings that might not, you know, they're not necessarily committing to saying we're going to have a whole entire show that we need to put together, but can we have these smaller experiences that complement some of the more permanent attractions?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. I don't see Universal Studios Hollywood getting rid of Waterworld. I mean, it's iconic. It is one of my favorite things. There's like a whole dedicated loyal fan base, but you're so right. I mean, they have this venue, this on-water venue that they could do so much with. And we saw at Halloween Horror Nights last year, they had a new show, which was so cool. It had like pyrotechnics, obviously the stunts, music. So it was really, really neat. So I'm curious to see how this is going to go, because this would be really cool. And now I want to see the movie that you said it was really good.
Well, I haven't seen it, but it comes out next week.
Oh, yeah. The Fall Guy is debuting on May 3rd. So this will be kind of like a little taste beginning April 27th. And this coincides with the 60th anniversary of the studio tour. We've already discussed that. They're doing a lot of really cool things. The popcorn bucket, which everyone is freaking out over. The updated earthquake photo ops. Getting off the tram. I am so excited to go out there. Will you be heading there for the 60th?
Unfortunately not. I don't get out to California too often. No. I haven't been out there since before COVID, actually. Oh, I get down to Florida a little bit more frequently than California, but I would love to.
Yeah, I love Universal Studios Hollywood. It is just such a gem, so awesome. And hopefully whoever is out there visiting Universal Studios Hollywood April 27th on through May will get to experience this limited time pre-show. Please let us know how it is. It looks really cool. And more Universal news, something that I'm sure you're excited about, as I am. We have been getting little sneak peeks of Epic Universe. The ongoing construction is kind of aggressive. I mean, I feel like a day passes by and we have like a whole new structure that's seemingly done. So now we have some pictures, and this is going to be in what I am most excited for, the Dark Universe. So construction teams have recently removed the scaffolding from the village facades in Dark Universe, and it looks amazing. Have you checked these out?
It looks so cool. And just exactly what you said, like every time that they, not only yes, every time that they reveal something new, but also every time Bio Reconstruct gets up there in his helicopter and takes these photos that he lets us use, it's just amazing to see it all happen right before our eyes. I think it's the first new theme park in Orlando since Islands of Adventure. Is that right?
I think, Islands of Adventure. So it's 25 years. Yeah.
It's wild. Just like it's happening, and it's happening fast too. So every new little bit is so exciting to see.
Absolutely. And it's like, once they remove that summer 2025 opening, now it's like, oh my God, when are we going to get to go here? It is crazy. And it's we're so lucky to get a new park. So Dark Universe, that is going to take you into the experiments of Dr. Victoria Frankenstein, as we have talked about. And now, thank you to Bio Reconstruct, we have all new pictures of the entryway. So after you enter the Dark Universe portal from the Center Celestial Park, which is kind of like the hub, we are seeing all these kind of beautiful vines and dark stone. And the portal's going to read, "It's alive! It's alive!" And now that the scaffolding has been taken down, we can kind of get a better look at some of these individual buildings of the village facade. And it looks amazing. Like, highly recommend going through. It's a lot of this, you know, highly detailed faux cobblestone work. And so you could tell a lot of great care went into creating this.
For sure. And real quick, somebody mentioned in the chat, they can't hear. They think it's a cat in the background. It's a dog. So I'm actually going to step out and let the dog out. But you can continue. Sorry.
Yes,
live show.
No worries. Hey, you know, we have incidences all the time. Our pets are our friends. So this is really cool. And we are also seeing that coaster testing has continued. So this is the outdoor roller coaster that we have talked about. Again, Universal hasn't officially announced much, but we know from permits, and a lot of our friends have been doing the hard work, like Bio Reconstruct, of getting these images. And that's how we're kind of piecing together all the details. And I cannot wait for this land. I know a lot of us missed the Monsters Cafe once it closed, and Halloween lives in our heart all year long. So I wish HHN could be all year long, but yes, this is going to be, pun intended, epic. And if you want to go on and you're just as hyped as us, I highly, highly suggest going to look at these pictures and you can get a better idea. I will be first in line to see this and the beautiful village facade with all the vines going on. So I cannot wait. And last for our news in the queue, we're back to the West Coast. The Warner Brothers Studio Tour has debuted a new Turner Classic Movies Films Tour. So this is going to be added to the roster. They have been doing a lot of updates over there. I haven't done the tour since they kind of redid everything. So I'm definitely overdue for a visit. And this is a new one in partnership with TCM. And it already started. And it is an enhanced 90-minute guided tour. You're going to be getting aboard these wrapped carts that focus on classic Warner Brothers movies. So this is all from the golden age of Hollywood, perfect for like people that love classic films. And this looks really fun. And then they had a big event. And have you done the tour out there?
I haven't. I have done a Disney Studio tour and then the Universal Tram tour, but I haven't done Warner Brothers. I know Jeremy is in the chat and he has done the Warner Brothers tour. He can maybe comment a little bit on that, but I like this idea of offering different tours based on different types of film genres that you're into. And TCM, you know, former sponsor of the Great Movie Ride, RIP. So they're very good at curating these types of in-person experiences for people who really love classic films. So I think this can only be a good thing and could potentially lead to either other studios doing something like this or Warner Brothers even offering more tours that are catered to different styles of movies. I think it's really cool.
Absolutely. And what I like about these enhanced tours that they do is that you could still see all, you have self-guided time on your own. So you could still see all kind of the iconic stuff that is not a part of the TCM activation. So you can go to the Friends set, you can go to Leonard and Sheldon's apartment from the Big Bang Theory. So you're still getting the essence of the tour, but then added on with the 90 minutes, who is with an expert tour guide that's well-versed in the TCM Classic Film Tour. So I think that's really cool that you get to kind of have best of both worlds. So if you are interested, head out there because we have some pictures up here and it looks amazing. There's stuff from Casablanca. You know, we're talking about all those really classic golden age of movies. And then of course you can go and do all the stuff that the Warner Brothers tour is known for year round, which I love that they do that. The tour is fun the last time I did it, so I am excited to go back there and try it out. So that was a short week. We didn't have a ton of news this week, but before we get to this week's main attraction, let us hear a word from our sponsor.
The Attractions Podcast is brought to you by MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. Whether your next vacation is a magical trip to the theme parks, an exciting adventure to the pyramids of Egypt, or just a relaxing cruise on the turquoise waters of the Bahamas, MEI Travel provides premium service and expert advice to help you get the most of your vacation. They are always free of any hidden fees or costs to you. Visit them at mei-travel.com.
It's time for the main attraction.
Main attraction is, are we still good? Yes. Okay. Sorry about that. This week's main attraction is very exciting. Anaheim, the city, has officially approved the Disneyland Forward plan. This includes more theme parks and attractions. It has been an ongoing process with Anaheim City Council, and it was voted 7-0. We will move ahead with Disneyland Forward. This is a $1.9 billion plan to allow Disney to use its existing land to construct new theme park lands, attractions, hotels, entertainment, retail. So basically, you know, the issue with Disneyland is there unfortunately have no room. So it's not like Walt Disney World where we have, you know, so much land. Anaheim is pretty much landlocked in with Disneyland right in the center, and all the hotels and restaurants are surrounding it. So Disney has to kind of get, you know, inventive to come up with ways to how can we grow this amazing tourist destination. And that is what Disneyland Forward is all about. So basically, this is a multi-decade plan, and they're going to update and change maybe the use of space that they already had. So the easiest way to explain it is, you know, you get permits for a parking lot that you can't just turn that parking lot into like a theme park. You need to go through the process of then changing the city codes and whatnot to be able to repurpose that. So one of the main plans for this is is going to be reimagining and replacing different areas. And one of them is the Toy Story parking lot. If you're familiar, that's at Catella and Harbor Boulevard. So that is the like kind of an offsite parking lot where you park and then take a shuttle. So they're hoping with this that they're going to repurpose that parking lot into a new shopping, dining, and entertainment district. So this is great because Downtown Disney is also very limited in size. It's not nearly the size of Disney Springs. So after a busy day at the parks, it's sometimes hard to go, you want to go get a meal. There's really just places are busy and it's tough, like even to get reservations. So I think this is definitely going to be an amazing use of the space. Theme park attractions and hotels on the west side of Disneyland Drive are also in the works. And then if we're getting rid of Toy Story parking, they're hoping to expand the parking on the resort's east side. So this will be, if you're kind of familiar with the area, I guess it's kind of where like the Howard Johnson is. They're looking at doing a new parking lot in the northeast and then having a footbridge. So I think that would be a great idea. They can easily walk over, you know, so many of the hotels and areas, they're walkable to the park. So this is exciting. And then along with it, they are going to provide $30 million in affordable housing. So this is great. And then, of course, some updates to the city itself. So this will include a $10 million investment in sewer improvement. So there's a lot going on in Disneyland right now.
A lot going on. Our teammate Samantha, who wrote up that story for us on the website, sat in some of those city meetings that were like hours and hours and hours long. So she's like the expert on the subject. Go read the story if you haven't.
Yes.
Yeah, it's wild. I don't think, not that this is necessarily a response to Direct Universe. I don't really think the two are connected, but I think Epic Universe is showing us that everything as part of a theme park destination resort doesn't necessarily have to be all contained in one spot. Turns out may not really care if it's removed or if there's other businesses between point A and point B. And I think this is another example of just an idea that maybe didn't seem like it could be on the table until now.
Absolutely. Again, they are just so hindered by space here that you kind of have to think outside the box. And, you know, like you said, when we go to Epic Universe, we are leaving essentially the really compact bubble of Universal, but you know, a lot of people aren't going to have a problem with that. And as long as you could provide transportation solutions, it can work. So they also said that the Avatar experience, which they have been chatting about at Disneyland Resort for a while, is going to be part of this Disneyland Ford. So they also hinted at the potential of adding a third theme park, but, you know, they're not committed to that idea. And that doesn't, you know, necessarily mean anything. But I think they're just trying to figure out, hey, how can we expand? But also, how can we work with the city of Anaheim? I mean, Anaheim is a bustling tourist destination in itself, tons of hotels. And of course, Disneyland is at the heart of that. But, you know, on the other side of the Disneyland Hotel is a residential neighborhood. So they have to be careful and mindful when it comes to noise and pollution, traffic, and whatnot. So to not interrupt the daily life for all of these people that actually live and maybe work in the area. So that is all part of this. It's a lot. It's very detailed. So if you want to check out, go look at the story. There's going to be another vote with the city council happening on May 7th. And then we will start figuring out if they're going to able to begin this project this summer. So this is cool. I love Disneyland. I am excited. I want more. You know, it's a great destination, but there needs more dining options, more kind of nighttime stuff to do outside of the park. So this is awesome. Then you'll have to plan a trip out there once they get all this.
I know, right?
Yes. Yeah, so let us go back and look. We had a lot of comments today. A lot of you love the elephant, the smell-a-fin. I mean, it's hard not to laugh at that. we have someone asked about Universal Studios or Hollywood Studios for that show. That is Universal Studios Hollywood. So the Fall Guy is going to be part of a pre-show for Waterworld. We have Weston said, Carowinds over Regal Unlimited. Yes. I love my Carowinds pass. It is also my most affordable pass. So
it's a good deal.
It is a great deal. I think I got the gold and it was like $125 or something, which is like what I pay a month for my Disney World pass. So let's see what else. Let's see. Universal builds entire park in 20 minutes. Yes. It has definitely seemed that they have been rocking and rolling. Frank says Islands of Adventure looks great for 25 years. I have to agree. Michael asks, you ever eat at Mythos? I have eaten at Mythos, but I actually prefer Confisco's Grill, which is just around the corner.
Hot take.
Yes, I know. I actually had lunch yesterday at Confisco's.
Oh, nice. It was
my favorite restaurants at Universal and just kind of in Orlando in general. Everyone agrees Mythos is delicious. Also a gem. Jeremy says Warner Brothers tour is very good. I love to hear it. Brian Seeger, yes, there is still a long way to go with Disneyland Forward. So it seems like it's going at least in the right direction, but the next meeting will be kind of the determining factor. Michael asks, what is everyone's favorite parking lot deck? My favorite parking is going to the Grand Californian and doing valet. That is, you can get it validated with dining. So you can just go to like the Napa Rose Bar and get them to validate your parking. People love the Toy Story lot though. I mean, the transportation is quite easy and they really, really make it possible to just kind of jump around. More people wrote Smell-O-Fant. Yes, please go visit the Smell-O-Fant. You know, I was actually at Magic Kingdom in the morning yesterday and I should have went to go see it. Michael Bingham, yes, he is excited about the Disneyland 4 project. So are we.
I was just glad that something new in Storybook Circus was not. Do you remember when they tried the clowns there?
Yes.
They were like live clowns. I was like, this is not it.
No, this is not it. Yes, this is a little bit more approachable and it's like a fun activity to do that's also free, which we love to hear. Thank you guys. Thank you, Blake, for joining me because I wasn't by myself.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Yes, we will have Seth back next week. And before we go, we want to thank our sponsor, MEI and Mousefin Travel, and remind everyone to please give us a rating and review wherever you listen. And you could follow all of us and read all the stories we've talked about today at attractionsmagazine.com. And you can also search for attractions on your favorite social media accounts. Blake, where can everyone find you?
They can find me.
I'm on
X at Blake_242. And you can find me on attractionsmagazine.com, writing stories a lot. Working on some stories this morning with the news of the Food and Wine Festival.
Yes. Oh, yes. We got to mention that Food and Wine Festival has announced dates and it is back to an almost fall start. So we have been having some early starts in July. And I don't know about you, but I do not like eating hot soup over a trash can in July.
No.
So now we're not starting until like August 29th, which means we are going to have HHN and Food and Wine kicking off.
Oh, that's right.
Weekend. Yes. Wow. So I don't want to rush summer, but I am very excited. Weston says, we love Blake. Yes. Thank you, Blake, for joining. You can find me on Instagram at Adventures by Carly and on X at Carly Caramana. So thank you all for joining. So glad to have a lot of our regulars in and actively commenting. Until next time, I hope you guys stay safe, try something new, but most importantly, have fun. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.